This is Advanced Trainer. Test 6. Listening. Part 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I will introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two friends discussing a new job that the man is about to start. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I hear you've got a new job, Donald. Congratulations.
Thanks, Liz.
But I gather it'll mean moving.
Yes, back to Scotland, which is where I grew up, fairly near the same town. I'll be able to go mountaineering as often as I like. It's only a short drive to my favourite area. That's the main reason I applied.
And is it a better job than you've got now?
Well, it's higher up the ladder and the pay's better, but I'm not totally convinced I'm ready for the extra responsibility.
Oh, I'm sure you'll manage. So I suppose you'll be selling your house?
Yes, in fact, I've had it on the market for a few weeks now. It's quite a difficult property to sell, despite being in a sought-after area, because in terms of size and price, it's suitable for first-time buyers, young married couples in particular. But it's quite quirky. It's easier to sell a standard small three-bedroom house, and in mine, the rooms are irregular shapes and the bathroom's downstairs rather than in the usual place.
But you've got a garden and a garage, haven't you?
Oh, yes, which is just as well, because people seem to expect them these days.
I hear you've got a new job, Donald. Congratulations!
Thanks, Liz.
But I gather it'll mean moving.
Yes, back to Scotland, which is where I grew up, fairly near the same town. I'll be able to go mountaineering as often as I like. It's only a short drive to my favourite area. That's the main reason I applied.
And is it a better job than you've got now?
Well, it's higher up the ladder and the pay's better, but I'm not totally convinced I'm ready for the extra responsibility.
Oh, I'm sure you'll manage. So I suppose you'll be selling your house?
Yes, in fact, I've had it on the market for a few weeks now. It's quite a difficult property to sell, despite being in a sought-after area, because in terms of size and price, it's suitable for first-time buyers, young married couples in particular. But it's quite quirky. It's easier to sell a standard small three-bedroom house, and in mine, the rooms are irregular shapes and the bathroom's downstairs rather than in the usual place.
But you've got a garden and a garage, haven't you?
Oh, yes, which is just as well, because people seem to expect them these days.
Extract 2. You hear two friends discussing a novel. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I've just bought this novel, Harry. Do you know it?
Yes. In fact, I've just finished reading it.
Oh, do tell me what you thought of it.
Well, it's written in a pretty idiosyncratic style. It took me several chapters to see what the author was doing and why. But then I was hooked. In fact, I enjoyed the book so much that when I came to the end, I wanted to find out more. What happened to the characters and the rest of their lives, even though it ended at a logical point in the story.
I've heard the hero is very complex.
Yes, I could see a lot of myself in him, which was one reason I enjoyed it. I wouldn't have thought it's your sort of novel, though.
Perhaps it isn't, but one of the people at my book club mentioned it and praised it to the skies. And I really like other books by the same novelist. So even though this is supposed to be very different from what she's done before, I must read it. And it's been shortlisted for a fiction prize, so obviously a lot of people think it's good. I've just bought this novel, Harry. Do you know it?
Yes. In fact, I've just finished reading it.
Oh, do tell me what you thought of it.
Well, it's written in a pretty idiosyncratic style. It took me several chapters to see what the author was doing and why. But then I was hooked. In fact, I enjoyed the book so much that when I came to the end, I wanted to find out more. What happened to the characters and the rest of their lives, even though it ended at a logical point in the story.
I've heard the hero is very complex.
Yes, I could see a lot of myself in him, which was one reason I enjoyed it. I wouldn't have thought it's your sort of novel, though.
Perhaps it isn't, but one of the people at my book club mentioned it and praised it to the skies. And I really like other books by the same novelist. So even though this is supposed to be very different from what she's done before, I must read it. And it's been shortlisted for a fiction prize, so obviously a lot of people think it's good.
Extract 3. You hear a husband and wife discussing new appliances for their home. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
I think we should ring the shop about the dishwasher. After all, we paid extra for delivery, and it was very inconvenient having to wait all day. They ought to refund the money.
To be fair, they only said they'd try to come in the morning, but they couldn't promise. What annoys me is that the leaflet they gave me was very inaccurate. They really should revise it so other people don't get misled. I can understand them not having every model in stock, but it meant I could only go by what the leaflet said. I really think I should give them a call about it tomorrow.
Why? Would you have chosen a different model?
Probably, but I suppose I can live with this one. Now, what about the cooker I want? Have you looked it up online?
Yes, it's much bigger than our present one.
I'm sure we could move a cupboard to create more space. My only reservation is that it looks quite daunting, all those controls.
We'd get used to them. But do you think it's worth spending so much on it? We're away a lot and often have cold food at home. Isn't the old cooker good enough?
You've got a point. OK, let's forget that idea.
I think we should ring the shop about the dishwasher. After all, we paid extra for delivery, and it was very inconvenient having to wait all day. They ought to refund the money.
To be fair, they only said they'd try to come in the morning, but they couldn't promise. What annoys me is that the leaflet they gave me was very inaccurate. They really should revise it so other people don't get misled. I can understand them not having every model in stock, but it meant I could only go by what the leaflet said. I really think I should give them a call about it tomorrow.
Why? Would you have chosen a different model?
Probably, but I suppose I can live with this one. Now, what about the cooker I want? Have you looked it up online?
Yes, it's much bigger than our present one.
I'm sure we could move a cupboard to create more space. My only reservation is that it looks quite daunting, all those controls.
We'd get used to them. But do you think it's worth spending so much on it? We're away a lot and often have cold food at home. Isn't the old cooker good enough?
You've got a point. OK, let's forget that idea.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.